Vermont Senator James Jeffords formally leaves the Republican Party at the close of business today. His move means Democrats will take control of the Senate. But there may be limits to what they can accomplish. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from the Capitol.
The new Senate Majority Leader is taking power without winning an election. Republican Leader Trent Lott called it a coup. And Democrat Tom Daschle knows he has to move carefully.
Obviously, their sense of loss is one that I think probably is not conducive for a constructive environment at the beginning, and I think it's incumbent upon all of us to try to create one.
Daschle spoke last week from South Dakota's Black Hills. The man who's about to become the nation's most powerful Democrat was preparing to talk at a school after spending the night in a Super 8 motel.
I'm looking out my window right now at this gorgeous green, very lush hill, and it's about as beautiful as I've seen the hills now for some time.
As he returns to Washington, Daschle is guaranteed the title of majority leader, but very little else. The two parties still have to negotiate the rules under which they'll run the place. Among other things, Republicans are demanding that the new leaders won't delay the president's nominations for key jobs. Whatever the final terms, Democrats expect to have significant new power to block the White House agenda. The Republican chairman of the Armed Services Committee supported a plan to deploy a missile defense system. The new Democratic chairman says the technology isn't ready yet. The Republican chairman of the Senate's Energy Committee was leading the effort to allow oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Now Democrat Jeff Bingaman takes over.
We will undoubtedly have some votes on the issue, but I would be surprised if we wind up in the final analysis with a bill that opens ANWR to drilling.
On the Foreign Affairs Committee, North Carolina Republican Jesse Helms hands over his gavel. New Chairman Joe Biden is ready to question the president's policies toward North Korea, China, and Bosnia. But the Delaware senator knows he can't strike too fiercely. 2 weeks ago, as they prepared for news that they would take control, Biden and other Democrats met in a room at the Capitol.
The Democratic leadership met with the ranking members, a euphemism for people with no power, but the senior Democrats on the various committees, and said, look, if this works, if Jeffords changes, we have to understand that this is not payback time. But if we were to be perceived as just obstructionist, I think that's a danger to the Democratic Party.
And on some issues, it's too late for the Democrats to stop the president. Mitch McConnell is a Republican senator from Kentucky.
The main items of the Bush agenda are either over or about to be enacted. The top two items, tax relief and the most dramatic improvement in public education since the 60s, are on their way to approval.
Democrats would like to move on to their own agenda, but they face one basic reality. The president's tax cut has drained away resources that Congress might devote to other issues. Some Republicans say that's one of the best parts of the tax bill. Many Democrats say it's a disaster. Some hope to reconsider the tax bill, but Tom Daschle says he doesn't have the votes.
I think one would have to admit that the votes just wouldn't be there to revisit this tax bill. It passed by a fairly significant margin, so I think it would be fruitless to do that.
Which leaves Daschle with a problem. He says the president hasn't left enough money to keep his promise to rework Medicare or provide prescription drugs for seniors. But Democrats have made many of the same promises.
I don't want to go back into the days of deficits, but I also think that we've got to find a way to pay for these things, one way or the other.
Can you give me an idea of where you could go to get a couple extra $100 billion?
Well, not off the cuff.
Senate Democrats plan to start with less expensive items. Within a few weeks, the Senate may vote on a so-called Patient's Bill of Rights. That would make it easier for people to sue their managed care insurance plans. Later, Senate Democrats may seek an increase in the minimum wage. But Republicans will have the power to stop that. Before they'll go along, some Republicans say they'll want the new leaders of the Senate to agree to another round of tax cuts. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Capitol.